disappoint me, kid. You're late. You plan on making a habit of this?
What?
You're fired!
But I just...
You make a valid point. Welcome back. It's benefits.
You waste an exorbitant amount of time. You know that?
Suit up!
You don't look too pumped.
Come on! Let's get pumped! This is the place where dreams are made or destroyed! Depends on how you feel about working at a water park!
Hi, this is Bina 007 back for another 10-minute spoiler-free movie review, and today I'm talking about a really heartwarming coming-of-age comedy drama called The Way, Way Back, which refers to the poor kids who are driving up on summer holidays and have to sit in the right back seat of an estate car. So it's a kind of curious film. When I was watching it, at times I thought it kind of lacked pace. It felt very obvious in its plot choices. And the humour was sort of very gentle, and I rarely broke out into sort of laugh out loud hilarity. And yet there was just something about this movie. It's so lovable, it's so quirky, it has this wonderfully sort of nostalgic homespun style that makes it really memorable and enjoyable, and it's really stuck with me. So as I said before, The Way, Way Back is a classic teenage coming-of-age story. It's set in what's meant to be a contemporary East Coast holiday resort, full of sort of second homes for affluent families who go up for the summer. But really, it has a very sort of ramshackle, nostalgic early 80s air. And I think that's partly because apparently at one point the directors were going to set it in the early 80s, but then didn't, because obviously that's quite of a budgetary feat. But the upshot is that it does have this wonderful, slightly faded, sepia-toned, you know, you can almost smell the driftwood. It really works, the production design of this film. And the teenager in question is a kid called Duncan, played by Liam James, who I think is in the US version of The Killing. And he is just miserable at the opening of this film. And his mother, Pam, who's played by the wonderful Toni Collette, she's this beautifully drawn character. You know, she's very well-meaning. She obviously does love her son. But she's one of these divorcee middle-aged who's getting slightly panicked and feels vulnerable and is dating this really quite nasty, sort of passive-aggressive slick talker called Trent, played by Steve Carell, which is brilliant casting against type. And there's a sense in which all the way through this movie you look at Pam and think, why are you with this total douchebag? And there's a deep, deep, profound truth to the vulnerability that she has and the desperation that at this point in her life she needs to do whatever it takes to keep a guy, even as he makes her son miserable. And there's this awful scene over the opening credit sequence where he basically just badgers Duncan and tells him that he's worthless and pointless and has no direction in life. And it's just excruciating to watch. So Duncan's faced with a situation where he's in this holiday home. There's all these adults who are just basically playing like kids, getting high and getting drunk and whatnot. And he escapes to this really old school, anarchic water park called WaterWiz, which really does look like it hasn't been renovated since 1973. And he kind of creates this new family at the water park. I mean, it's this sort of lovable gang of rogues, presided over by this youthful kind of cool boss called Owen, played by Sam Rockwell. And again, I think it's just really beautifully written and played, the story, because with Owen, you both see that sort of lovable, fun-loving, super cool, hip boss aspect, but you also see how that could be deeply frustrating to anyone who seriously wants to run the water park or indeed have a relationship with him. And one of the real strengths of this movie, in terms of the subplots, is there's a relationship with Owen and one of his employees, who's played by Maya Rudolph. And we just get this wonderfully sort of nuanced picture of the fact that they might have had a relationship, that she feels let down by him, but ultimately she does love him. And it's just so beautifully played, because it's not really in the script, it's all in the sort of spaces that hang between the script and their body language. It's really beautiful. But anyway, that all sounds rather profound. I mean, around that at the water park, there's all sorts of fun stuff happening. Duncan really comes into his own. He gets the kind of cool older brother he's going to show him how to have a good time. And that renewed self-confidence and self-esteem carries itself back into his interrelations with his family with really, explosive results. So there's a lot to love in this film. I love, as I said, that relationship with Owen and Caitlin. I love that sort of faded, glorious picture of summers on the beach. And, you know, I really love seeing Steve Carell playing a properly nasty character. Not that half nasty, half sympathetic character that he plays in The Office, but someone really genuinely quite evil. And, you know, while there is enough proper humour in this film, there's just enough dark backing to the mirror to keep the film sharp. I love that we do see the consequences of these adults basically absolving all responsibility for their kids. And as I said before, there's real truth to the desperation and vulnerability of the divorced women in this movie. And it's played for laughs by a deliciously blousy drunk Alice and Janney. And then, of course, dramatically, we see that same story played out in the Toni Collette character. And I think there's something really beautifully observed and beautifully acted in that. So for all the sort of predictability of the setup of this coming-of-age drama, I think that the directors Nat Axon and Jim Rash, who, by the way, I think directed The Descendants, I think they do a really good job in pulling this movie together, and I really thoroughly enjoyed it. But if you agree or disagree with my take, please feel free to leave a comment on the blog at bina007.com. The Way Way Back has a running time of 103 minutes and is rated PG-13. It played Sundance 2013 and was released earlier this year in the UK and many other countries. It's currently on release in the UK and Ireland. And for the full release schedule of where it opens later in the year, please check out the written review at bina007.com. The music for today's podcast, the deliciously nostalgic REO Speedwagon, and music from the original soundtrack. Thanks for listening.